the Saturday Light Brigade. I've got enough for a baseball team here. 9. I could manage these guys, or maybe play, and one of them could manage. No designated hitter, though. We're not about designated hitters here. We're not going to do that. It's a pleasure to have Gemini Theater here with us today. And it's opening day for the latest play, which is called A Pirate Princess Adventure. It runs through February 2nd. And we're going to start with Lonnie Cataldi, who is here. Hello, Lonnie.
Hi, how are you doing, Larry?
Good. Tell me a little bit about the play.
It's an original play that actually I had written a smaller version of it for the Gateway Clipper series that I did. And basically in this show, it's about a kingdom whose treasure has been stolen, and the princess believes that it might have been stolen by pirates. So she turns herself into a pirate and sneaks aboard, becomes part of the crew, and helps to retrieve that treasure for her kingdom.
That sounds like a good plot. How big is the cast?
Oh my gosh, how many do we have? 15?
15.
It's a nice size cast and a great cast.
It sure is. Well, we're going to hear a song from it coming up in a moment, but let's meet who else is here, and we'll sort of turn the microphone towards you so we can hear your voice well. Hello.
Hi, I'm King Robert.
King Robert.
And I must say this is a royal experience.
Indeed. And it's Robert Resch, is that right?
Roisch.
Roisch. And you're an area actor. Have you been in many plays?
About 30.
Wow, that's enough. That's quite a lot.
Regional theaters and a lot in college.
Now, I have here, who is Helen?
It's me.
Ah, Helen is over there. How are you? I'm guessing you're related to Robert.
I'm King Robert's daughter.
Hang on, let me get your microphone on. Andy, that's me. There we go. Say that again.
I am King Robert's daughter. Not in the play.
Okay, I was going to say, how convenient.
In the play, I'm the parrot. I'm the captain's parrot.
There's a parrot?
Yes.
Well, that's very nice. So you're the parrot?
I squawk and burst out in song at random times during the show. It's very funny.
Now, King Robert, you've been in lots of plays. Have you ever been in a play with your daughter before?
Yes, we've done at Gemini Theater. In fact, we've done a couple of plays together.
That's terrific.
Yeah, we were in Charlotte's Web together a couple of years ago.
Terrific. Well, as long as we have Helen here, where do you go to school?
I just graduated from West Virginia Wesleyan College.
Congratulations.
Last spring, I got a degree in music and piano.
Well, that's great. And are you living in Pittsburgh again now?
Yes, I'm living in Pittsburgh and looking for work and looking for church work as a church musician and doing theater stuff.
Well, that's excellent. How do you go about looking for church work? Are there networking or website groups, people looking for...
Absolutely, there's networks, and it helps also that my mother's a church musician, so she can introduce me to a lot of different people.
That's terrific. Well, you're right next to another actor that's in the play, and we might as well meet him since he's there. I have two choices here. This is probably Corey or Eric. I'm going with... I'm going with Corey. That's okay. We'll start with Eric. Hi, Eric. I had a 1 out of 2 chance. I didn't do very well. Eric, tell me about the role you play.
I'm the arch villain. I'm Swiper Sam.
The arch?
I don't steal the treasure, but I retrieve it. I steal a map, and I retrieve the treasure, and they take it from me.
Huh. So has Dora found her way into this play somehow with a swiper? It's
not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Address
all lawsuits, too. No. Tell me about your career as an actor.
It was interrupted. I took time off to earn a living for several years, several decades, actually. But now I'm getting back into it. It's a whole lot of fun. I kind of wish I hadn't skipped it.
Well, it's good. What community do you live in?
I live in East Point Breeze, actually, Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, it's great to have you here, and we've got Eric here, too, and, you're Eric. We have Corey here, too, and Corey is ready to tell us a little bit about himself. Tell me about your role, Corey.
I play Barnacle Bart.
Barnacle Bart.
I'm actually Cypress Swiper Sam's sidekick.
Swiper Sam's sidekick.
Yes, it's early.
That's a hard one, especially. That's a very hard one, actually, because Swiper Sam is played by by a man named Starbuck. So it's Starbuck, Swiper Sam, or is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot to say. Yeah. Where are you from?
Right now, West Mifflin. My wife and I just moved to West Mifflin.
Well, great.
Originally from Finleyville.
And have you had a life as an actor? Or?
I used to work professionally, and I had multiple sclerosis. When I first got sick, I stopped working, and I was in a wheelchair for 8 years, and I'm out of the wheelchair now and back on stage.
Wow, how did you do that?
It's a new medication and determination. Yeah.
Congratulations, and I'm sure you're asked questions all the time maybe about it, but to make that transformation has got to be remarkable, and especially to be on stage after doing that. When did you begin using a wheelchair? How old were you?
I was 21 when I was diagnosed with MS. Started using the chair about 4 years into that.
And then how long have you been out?
About three, I think.
That's fantastic. You know, I had just read recently about some of the new treatments that are available. It's really good to know that's working.
Yeah, I've missed the stage, and I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to be with Gemini. This is my first show.
Oh, terrific. And tell me again about the character, the name of the character. It's Barnacle Bart.
Barnacle Bart, yes. I'm his sidekick, and I'm kind of a goofball, and I'm the one that screws everything up, all of his plans.
The nemesis.
Yes.
The one that makes everybody say, foiled again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's meet our next two actors. What's your name?
I'm Anya.
Anya. And Anya, you, it says here, play a peasant child and also Jolly Molly. So I guess you don't have to do that at the same time, do you?
No.
That would be hard. Tell me about Jolly Molly.
She's an ensemble pirate, so...
So she sings with other people? And have you seen costumes yet? You must have.
Yeah.
What do the pirates wear?
They wear... Well, in this show, we got to choose our costumes.
Oh, that's
from,
neat.
A bunch of different pieces, so... I wear a striped shirt and a vest.
Sounds very good. What school do you go to?
I go to the Environmental Charter School at Frick Park.
What grade are you in?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. Who is one of your teachers?
Mr. Spiela.
I think we're working with third graders this year, but maybe we'll see you out there. Do you like, I love your school. We get to go out there every now and then. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my mom, my dad, my sister, and my grandparents.
Excellent. And by the way, if you want to send a note to anybody in the studio here, you can text us at 412-200-5975, and we'll make sure the text gets directly to them. Now let's meet the person who is on your left. Go ahead and just move that mic over a little. What's your name?
I'm Allie.
And Allie, it says here, do I have your role listed here? You are playing, actually, there's, it says here that Allison is playing a guard and Weevil Biscuit, a pirate. You're probably Allison, I think.
Yeah.
Right. And you're from Shaler?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about these characters.
Well, the guard is sort of like, she tries too hard and then she always messes up.
Okay.
And then Weevil Biscuit is sort of like, she's sort of like, she's smart and she knows it. And so she's like, she's kind of stuck up, I guess, and annoyed at everything.
So everything bothers her. She's just too smart for the room. Or
yeah.
Too. And the other, the guard character, sounds like kind of tries real hard but always messes up.
Yeah.
That sounds like a neat character. Where do you, well, you go to Shaler. Do you want to say hi to anyone?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my mom and dad and brother and my friends who may be listening. You know who you are. And I'd like to say happy birthday to my grandma.
Oh, how nice. And what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
Because one of your teachers, Ben Shannon, who actually teaches in high school, is going to be performing at 11 o'clock today from Shaler High School. He teaches creative writing. Do you know Mr. Shannon?
Yeah, my friend, that's her dad.
Oh, so what's her name?
Ava Shannon.
Oh, Ava. And then he has another daughter.
Celeste.
That's it. Thank you. I was going to say, I think it's Celeste, but I was going to check to be sure. So she'll be in. If she's not here already, she'll be in a little later. Next, we have these two. What's your name?
I'm Corey.
Hey, Corey. And you are, tell me, oh, you're Corey with a K, I see here.
Yes.
You also play a guard and Pugwash, another pirate. Pugwash, I like that. Tell me about these characters. Is the guard equally as incompetent as the other guard we heard
yes,
about?
Yes, the guards are very, very equally in character. And then Pugwash, he is sort of a hippie.
I like it, like acid wash or tie-dye. Do you wear – I could see that. Pugwash, excellent. Where do you go to school?
I go to Keystone Oaks Middle School.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, my parents, my siblings, and all my family and friends.
Excellent. That's Corey with a K. And then next to Corey, who do we have here?
My name is Lucas Spence.
Hey, Lucas. And first of all, tell me about the role you play.
Well, I am Boy in Crowd and Beardy.
Beardy is the pirate.
Beardy.
Now, you're clean-shaven as I look at you. There are a couple people. There's three people with beards in this room, one of whom is me, but you're clean-shaven. Do you wear a beard for the play?
Well, yeah, but you're not supposed to know that.
Oh, okay. You're not supposed to know that you wear a beard in the play. Whoops.
Well,
okay.
You're not supposed to know
okay.
It's a fake beard.
I'm sure you pull it off extremely well. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Pucks, Pittsburgh Urban Christian School.
Excellent. And would you like to say hello to anybody?
I'd like to say hello to my family, my friends, and my dog, I guess.
What's your dog's name?
Blue.
Blue. Hello, Blue. And Anya, Reed, and Marika, and Ruby. Say hello, break a leg, and they just sent a text at 412-200-5975. And we've met all the cast members, so we have a scene. Did anybody forget to say anything they wanted to say that they might have missed? Ah, we do. This just in.
I'd like to say to Mia, Kelsey, and – no, not Kelsey, sorry. Mia, Sophie, and Ella, that I will see you later. Yeah.
That's Allie. See yeah. you later today. And do we need to set up the scene that we're about to hear?
Well, I can just say that I start out as Princess Anya, and when I turn into a pirate, then I am becoming the first mate, and then I tell everyone about Captain Schnook in this song, and the crew helps me sing it. So this is about the captain because he's infamous.
So the princess is Anya, and
right.
We have an actor named Anya.
It's very confusing
it's
in rehearsal.
It's very confusing. We have two Corys and two Royshes and two Anyas, and this sounds like it's going to be very very entertaining. And we have a beard that no one's supposed
to
know
about.
so is everybody ready?
Beard.
Here we go.
Schnook, Captain Schnook, Schnook, Captain Schnook. Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, he's the messiest pirate that you'll ever know. Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, he's the sloppiest, uncleanest, and the slowest of the slow. Schnook, Captain Schnook, Schnook, Captain Schnook. His ship is really quite disgusting, can't keep it clean no matter what. His mops and sponges are a-rusting. Instead of work, he'd rather sit down on his butt.
Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, he
He's the messiest pirate that you'll ever know. Yo ho ho, yo ho ho. He's the sloppiest, uncleanest, and the slowest of the slow. Schnook, Captain Schnook. Schnook, Captain Schnook.
His cleaning habits are outrageous.
A bigger slop you'll never find.
He hasn't swabbed a deck in ages.
He always leaves a trail of garbage close behind. He's the master of all chaos. The champion of disarray. No wonder it is tough for him to ever find his stuff when he buries it this way. Yo ho ho, yo ho ho. He's the messiest pirate that you'll ever know. Yo ho ho, yo ho ho. He's the sloppiest, uncleanest, and the slowest of the slow. Yo ho ho, yo ho ho. He's the messiest pirate that you'll ever know. Yo ho ho, yo ho ho. He's the sloppiest, uncleanest, the very worst you've ever seenest. He's the sloppiest, uncleanest, and the slowest of the slow.
Look for Gemini Theater. It opens today, and the play is going to have a nice long run. I just have to hear a little reprise here, just like they do. Just like they do on Broadway. And you can look for these nine plus probably seven more or so. For additional information, it's GeminiTheater.org or 412-243-5201. And the play runs through February 2nd weekend, Saturday and Sunday. How long is the play roughly?
It runs, I think, about an hour and 20 to 25 minutes. And I must say, too, it's probably one of the most interactive shows we've ever done. And the kids in the audience actually help us find the treasure. So
and
it's pretty exciting.
Show times?
1 and 3.30.
1 and 3.30. So it's fun to go. And Gemini Theater makes it easy to go with kids because
absolutely,
you can play and even talk a little bit and just enjoy the show. Look for them 1 and 3.30 this weekend, clear through February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Congratulations.
I'd also like to say hi to my friends if they're listening.
I know they're listening. They must be listening. Any other last-minute highs or additions? You guys sounded great. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.